This year marks the 16th anniversary since the Aspen wildfire located on Mount Lemmon. It ended up being the sixth largest fire in the state history, destroyed over 335 structures and along the town of Summerhaven, almost 85,000 acres, and wind speeds of 60 miles an hour did not help. It's going to be another crazy fire season, or risky fire season, with temperatures getting to 100, so be careful as you're out and about this Arizona weekend. But one place that didn't burn down, Hacienda del Sol Guest Ranch Resort. And we've got the marketing director, Sarah Badia, on the line joining us, a Tucson native. And you were there when the fire was going on. I actually had a family member who could see the glow of the flames from their dorm in U of A that whole month that fire was burning.
Yeah, I actually do remember that fire. I could see it from my parents' backyard, and it just kind of lit up the sky at night.
Let's go to a happy place. What could be a happier place than Hacienda del Sol?
It is definitely a happy, peaceful place. I can tell you that for sure.
What are the accommodations? Because this is more than just a place to go stay a night.
We are a full-service resort. The cool thing about Hacienda del Sol is there's so much to do right here on property. I mean, of course, we've got our beautiful guest rooms you can stay in. We've got live music. We have an outdoor patio and bar with happy hours 7 nights a week. We've got our fine dining restaurant, spa, horseback riding. I mean, there's something to do for everybody here.
And you're joining quite a prestigious list of guests. I mean, John Wayne used to stay there.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, our largest room, the Casita Grande, it was sort of rumored that Spencer Tracy and Katharine Hepburn kind of escaped to Hacienda del Sol, and that was the room where they liked to stay because it was so private. They could get away from it all, and obviously their relationship was kind of a secret. So we've got a lot of interesting history like that. Like you mentioned, John Wayne would stay here when he was shooting Western movies out here. So we've got all kinds of history at our resort here.
And the horseback rides, I was looking at those. You've got them broken up by hourly, but there was also a sunset ride that this time of year would be perfect weather-wise.
Yes, definitely. We have the sunset ride, and we also have a sunrise ride. So if you are okay with getting up early, it's nice outside, and the view is so good. Watching the sun come up and like light up the Catalina mountain range right by us. So either one of those, the sunset or the sunrise, can't go wrong during summer months with that.
That is the home of our Arizona staycation here in this month of May. It was actually supposed to be this weekend, but with Mother's Day last weekend and their graduation this weekend, our staycation winter will be staying there next weekend. What room do you have them set up in?
We've actually got them set up in one of our Catalina rooms, which are kind of a new addition to our resort. They were built in 2016, so they're really gorgeous rooms. The owners did a really great job when they built them. They kept all of that old school architecture that we have going on since our resort was built in the 1920s, but they've got all the modern day amenities and luxuries that you would expect at a really nice resort. So it's kind of the best of both worlds. They've got great views of the mountains or the downtown city lights of Tucson, so you really can't go wrong in one of those rooms.
Just depends on which side of the building you pick, the mountain view or the nightscape view?
Right, yep, kind of up to you what your preference is, but both views are good, I can personally tell you.
I'm scrolling through the pictures on y'all's website. This, where is it located? It's got some beautiful views.
Yeah, we're kind of right in the heart of Catalina Foothills, so it's not quite as north as Oro Valley in Tucson, and we're not quite as south as downtown. We're kind of right centrally located. So the cool thing about us is that we're kind of like tucked away at the base of the mountain, so you feel like you get away from it all. But if you do want to get out and do some of that downtown bar hopping or nightlife, you're really not that far from anywhere.
And being somebody that grew up in Tucson, what's it like working there now? Is it any big deal, or was it like, wow, yeah, this place has been, you know, talked about for so long, and now I'm part of it?
Yeah, it's actually very cool to be a part of it. I mean, I've heard about it forever. It's kind of just one of those staples of Tucson. When I hear Hacienda del Sol, I definitely think Tucson. We've been here so long. Our current owners right now have owned the property since the 1990s. So, I mean, we're kind of like a close-knit family here. Everyone knows everyone, and it's just kind of a big part of Tucson.
And a great place to visit if you're looking for a getaway, someplace to go do a little R&R for a couple of days, get in touch with nature, or their hiking, their botanical gardens, their horseback rides. They've got spas, jacuzzis, as she mentioned, the happy hour every day, sunrise rise. I did not see that one on the website, but that's one I'd be a lot more likely to make as a sunrise. We are early birds. We're not.
Yeah. Not everybody's an early bird, but if you are, I would definitely recommend that.
You can sign up for your Arizona staycation at rosieonthehouse.com/travelaz. Our winner for next month is going to the Nautical Beachfront Property and Resort, and you can enter now to win a Payson staycation as the summer heat hits Arizona in July. We'll send you up to the mountains of Payson, just 90 minutes north of Phoenix, for a cool staycation in the Pines. That's rosieonthehouse.com/travelaz. It's the Rosie on the House Sanderson Ford Arizona staycation.